The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Season. I'm your host, Pat Benson. I'm here with your co-host, executive producer, do-it-all, Colin Madden. Colin, how you doing, baby?
I'm good, man. Another one in the books.
Another one in the books. Hard to believe it. So if you have not heard by now, the Atlanta Hawks season is over. They lost in six games to the Boston Celtics. And, you know, honestly, hats off to the Hawks. They fought hard. They lost 128-120, but I'm not mad at it. Yeah. Just real quick, give me your initial thoughts on game six.
So I think that this playoff series really changed the way we're going to view this season holistically, you know, 5 years, however many years down the line. Because if we went 4-1 again, I really think that we would have looked at this entire playoff series the same as we would look at last year's, you know, down the line. But the fact that we went 4-2 against, you know, basically the favorite in the East, surprised a lot of people in game five. Yeah, just really kept fighting throughout game six. And then even going back to the Heat play-in, you know, tournament, that was an incredible game out of Trey and the team. And I think winning game five just makes us look at this season a lot differently than if we lost that game.
You're right. It's crazy how much can hinge on just one game. If it's a gentleman sweep, we look at it basically as a mirror image of last season. It's disappointing, but it really wasn't. You know, made a huge coaching change, salvaged a broken season, beat the Miami Heat, who just, oh, by the way, knocked out the Milwaukee Bucks in five games. And then you push the Celtics pretty hard. And really, if you look at the first half of game six, really first like three and a half quarters, the Hawks had the Celtics on the ropes. So Trey came out firing. 8 of 15 in the first half, 4 of 8 from three. He had 25 points and 4 assists in the first half. Yeah. Unfortunately, fell flat in the second half. Trey went 1 of 13, 0 of 4 for 5 points in the second half. Not pinning the loss on him at all in any way, but just cooled off at the wrong time. If Trey was able to keep up that level of production, we're probably going to have a game seven in Boston on Saturday night.
Totally. And it's not the blame on him, but it is, if you were able to do this again, we would have been in this position. So, you know, obviously there were other areas that could have made up for the deficit too. But yeah, if Trey had that second half like the first, we would have been looking at a game seven. But hey, man, he played so hard. And, you know, I really was proud of how the team played.
Yeah, me too. And you know what? I always am a prisoner of offense. I always look at the offensive stats, but really this loss could be boiled down more to defense. Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, 32 and 30. Just hard to stop, just a two-headed monster like that, just totally going off. And they seemed – I remember there was a point about halfway through the fourth quarter, the Hawks were up by five, State Farm Arena was rocking, and Brown and Tatum seemed totally unfazed. Mm-hmm. So, you know, just been there, done that.
That was a little bit of that game, just they willed their way to win.
Yeah, that was it. So what are your thoughts real quick on the Celtics' chances? Like, I mean, I feel like the East and the West are both wide open.
I think the Celtics have a great chance. I mean, the Heat are up 1-0 on the Knicks. You might as well put them in the conference finals, in my opinion. Like, they're going to be there. Yeah. And then it's just up to the Celtics or Sixers. And I would definitely favor the Celtics. So Celtics Heat is what I would be looking at in the Eastern Conference, in my opinion.
So I'm with you. Like, yeah, I feel good about Celtics' chances of like emerging out of the Eastern Conference. I don't know. Like, I'm not quite so confident in the Heat beating the Knicks. You know, yeah. Julius Randle was out yesterday. I feel like that series is going to be a dogfight. And yeah. just still, there's this part of me that just wishes, what if the Hawks lost to the Heat and then they're playing the Knicks right now? Like, obviously, a lot could have turned out different. Yeah. So, either way, really solid season. You know, Quinn Snyder built a solid foundation for coming in so late, living out of a hotel, living out of a suitcase for a couple months. So I think that was huge. Speaking of suitcases, though, some changes were made right, you know, the day after the season ended. Wasn't totally unexpected. It's very common for the really for anything, anything above college and above. Once a coaching change happens, the assistant coaches usually get let go. And that was the case. Was it the entire staff or most of the entire staff that was let go?
You know, it would have been hilarious if he was like, all right, everyone's gone except for Jamel McMillan. He's
yeah. I think it's safe to say that, yeah, Jamel was going to be gone, especially after that little like dust up he had with Trey during the play-in game. All right, so here we go. Credit to Zach Klein of WSB Channel 2 Atlanta. Per NBA League sources, Hawks head coach Quinn Snyder is replacing nearly his entire coaching staff. Joe Prunty and company are out. The move now allows these coaches to hook up with other staffs around the league. Houston, Detroit, Toronto, and more potentially coming. Yeah, so those guys are, I mean, it sucks that they have to move on, but yeah. Part of it, they're for sure going to land, you know, somewhere else.
For sure. I saw someone say, Budenholzer will scoop Prunty up in 2 seconds. So I could see back to Milwaukee, and I'm sure the other guys will find jobs too.
Budenholzer, he may be the one getting scooped up because a lot of people were really unhappy with how that series played out. So that'll definitely be something interesting to watch.
What do you think of the whole Giannis success thing? What's your take on all that?
I mean, that's his worldview, and that's fine. Yeah. You know, I disagree. I feel like it's basically a zero-sum game, and that's sports, and that's what's so great about it. You win or you lose, you know, but that he has a different worldview, and that's fine. What's your take?
Yeah, I would say you don't have to win the championship to be successful, but if you're the number one seed and you lose in the first round 4-1 to the 8 seed, I'd say that's unsuccessful.
I'd say that's an L, my guy.
Like, duh. What?
Yeah, he was for sure. Like, he was pretty heated. Like, that's unlike him. Like, that's the most heated off the court. So, but to be fair, though, I mean, no disrespect to that athletic writer, but like all their writers, like, they thrive on pissing off athletes in post-game press conferences.
Yeah, they, I know Chuck, on Chuck and Turnoff has had some words for the Athletic, but I'll just leave it at that.
Exactly. Yeah. That's just kind of the way it goes. I mean, and maybe he's doing his job, but it's just like sometimes like some super obvious questions that you know are going to piss them off and get and elicit a reaction out of them. Like, hey, how do you think your missed free throws affected the over? So, yeah, I don't know. I disagreed with Giannis's take, but you know what? That's his view, and he is more than entitled to it. So, moving forward, we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to talk about the Hawks' exit interviews. They definitely tipped their hand at some of their plans, both individually as a team this summer. So,
the winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
When you buy a used car, don't be taken for a ride. Get Ford Blue Advantage certified at Wade Ford, Atlanta's headquarters for factory-certified pre-owned vehicles. Go to wadeford.com. There you'll find a great selection of Ford Blue Advantage certified used cars, trucks, and SUVs. With Blue certified, nearly all makes and all models are in stock now. You'll find something perfect for just about any budget. Buy with confidence at the Wade Ford factory-certified used car outlet at wadeford.com. Wade Ford, we are Atlanta's Ford dealer.
We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. And we are back for the second part of the segment. We're going to talk exit interviews. We're not going to dive too heavy into the offseason because we've got a long summer ahead of us. But it's always interesting to get some quotes from the players, especially all at once in a vacuum. You kind of get an idea of where everybody's at, except for John Collins. Your man didn't, he was not there for exit interviews. I don't know. I mean, I don't know if it was just like no big deal or if he had something personal going on.
Let's tell go with
me,
that.
Give me overreaction. Give me your overreaction on why John wasn't there for exit interviews.
Well, you're not going to get an overreaction. So you're just going to, let's just say it was a family issue or he had somewhere to be, or, you know, we'll hear from him very soon.
Real quick. Does John Collins get traded this offseason?
I think him or Dre is gone, one or the other. Yeah.
I have a theory. They weren't going to trade John Collins until they got a New Jersey patch sponsor. Their deal with ShareCare is now up. They weren't going to trade John Collins because they didn't want to film a new ShareCare jersey patch commercial. And, you know, we've seen it a million times for the past 4 years. Let's go, Atlanta. Let's go.
Yeah.
And that's it. They kept him because of the jersey patch. But ShareCare is gone now after this season. So
that's a bad conspiracy theory that I really just can't even try to think about, or it'll just put my mind down in a black hole.
Is it a bad conspiracy theory or is it an incredible conspiracy theory?
I mean, if our front office is having
jersey-related roster moves,
affect moves, that's just, I can't even try to comprehend that.
They're like, God, he looks good in, what is he, number 20? He looks good number 20.
Yeah.
All right, so moving on. So, of course, like the big, what everybody loved from the exit interviews was Trey's shirt. He walked in wearing a Thank God for Georgia sweatshirt and a big grin. So that was cool. That's the second time in the past 2 years he's really shown love to the state of Georgia. I remember my first game covering the Hawks. He rolled up in a Atlanta Changed My Life or something like that t-shirt. So started the 21-22 season with a shirt, ended 22-23 season in a shirt like that. And I think between that and, you know, just his overall performances, it just speaks to his commitment to the team. So I think that was cool. And he heaped praise upon Quinn Snyder. He said, my game can get better with Quinn. He's been one of the best coaches I've ever had in my life. He's very cerebral. So, I mean, just Trey is totally in on Atlanta and on Snyder.
Yeah, and I think a lot of the Hawks fans who were, you know, a month ago, 2 months ago, on the borderline, oh, should we look at trading Trey? His playoff performance really kind of, the people that were borderline, he shut them kind of, hey guys, I'm here, I'm still fighting, shut up with all that. So I think that camp's in much more of a minority at this point. So
no doubt. It got kind of noisy. It got kind of loud. There are always going to be some anarchists who want to trade Trey. But I think the vast majority of them, everybody wants to keep Trey. And so he said he's going to take a couple weeks off just to kind of recharge, get away from basketball. You know, and he's got his, you know, young family and everything. But he did say one thing. He tipped his hand. God willing, I'm on the USA team. I've just got to keep working. Yeah. Do you think we see Trey on Team USA?
So he's got to be. He's got to be now. You know, he's at this point, he's not like a young guy trying to prove himself anymore. Like, he has proved himself to, like, you know, from the national team perspective, as far as, you know, the career and resume of the guys who are normally on the team, he has that at this point. So you'd think he would be, but hey, if Floyd Pierce is still on the staff, maybe there's still some burn bridges there.
That's it. You read my mind. I don't know. We'll see if Popovich and Pierce let him on.
Is Pop done, or is he still fighting?
I haven't heard anything about him stepping down as Team USA coach. So no, I think he's still going to be there. And also, it sounds crazy, another Galaxy Brain take, but like Trey is with Adidas. All but one, Damian Lillard is the only Adidas athlete on Team USA. Every other player is with Nike. I think there's something to that. Another Galaxy Brain take. Also, Trey did comment on the Atlanta Falcons draft pick, Robinson. Huge fan of Robinson. Give me real quick your take on the Falcons draft.
Didn't I call it last episode or two episodes ago?
I believe you did, sir.
Yeah. I'll leave it at that.
All right, attaboy. All right, so Bogdan Bogdanovic, he was really happy about entering the offseason healthy. This has got to be the first offseason he's entered healthy since he's been in at least the past couple seasons.
Yeah, and he gets to play in the World Cup, or
for Serbia.
For Serbia, finally. And I'm sure that'll, you know, do why wouldn't it just do good things for his offseason, you know, just grow him with them. And I'm sure that'll make him happy. And I'm really excited for, but man, right when he signed that extension, everyone was okay. We could still trade him. All right. Blah, blah. I love Bogey, man. I don't want to see him go anywhere. He's such a good spark for this team.
He really is. He really is. No doubt about it. Speaking of spark, DeJounte Murray, I don't know if you saw his Instagram post, but last night, like 10:30, he was in the Emory practice facility. So that was cool. Mm-hmm. And, of course, you know, as always, he struck a pretty positive tone in his exit interviews. No crazy quotes standing out. Just, you know,
a lot of thanks to the city, too. So that's just great to see.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I thought Sadiq Bey gave a really funny quote. You know, like Quinn Snyder, he's kind of been living out of a hotel. And he joked that it's weird seeing players from opposing teams where he lives. And, you know, and now you think about it, that's pretty weird. He's been living in a hotel since February.
Yeah, it's been a while for him. I'm kind of surprised that he's still in the hotel. But
can we not get him like an Airbnb or a condo or something?
Airbnb, you can just sign month to month. Like, it's not like you got, or week to week. Like, it's not like you got to commit for a long, I don't know. But maybe he likes it.
Maybe, but, you know, hotel rooms, man, even if it's like super nice, they are not big.
I agree, but I don't know. I have no idea.
I don't know. We're gonna have to try to upgrade his living arrangement. Yeah. Hopefully this summer, he can get a nice, nice play. He can move in next to John Collins. Yeah, but, other than that, I mean, those are some of the big things that stood out to me. Onyeka Okongwu, if you'll remember last year, he gave that quote about working on his jump shot this summer. And that just totally tantalized fans. And all year, you know, that's something that was brought up repeatedly. And so let's see. Okongwu, you know, I should still be playing right now. So I haven't really had a chance to think of any of my summer plans yet. So kind of struck a different tone from last year.
Mm-hmm.
When he was reminded of saying that he'd come back with a jumper this season and asked what he'd work on this offseason, he stopped us. He said, first of all, let me ask y'all what y'all think. Do I have a little Jimmy now? Yeah. And so pretty funny quote, but Okongwu definitely, you know, he wasn't going to give that big quote that everybody wanted like he gave last year. I mean, he may have learned his lesson a little bit from last year.
Yeah, my answer to that question also is no, Onyeka. Is it better than before? I guess, but what's better than before? From a 0 to a 20 out of 100? Okay, fine.
And he's coming along. He's coming along. I'm still an Okongwu believer. And speaking of going into the offseason healthy, DeAndre Hunter, Jalen Johnson, you know, again, I think just a healthy, long offseason, it's going to be so good for this team because they, previous year, 21-22, they had no time off because they had such a deep playoff run. The previous year, a lot of them were injured or unhealthy, you know, burnout going into the summer. So, again, a lot of reason for optimism. Solid foundation. Everybody's buying in. I know it wasn't the season that we had all hoped for, but this is a big picture. You know, this is a young team. They're still getting better. They're still growing together. So I've never been more positive about the Hawks.
Yeah, and there is, even though, yes, this season was, I don't think Giannis would say this, but a disappointment. there was still, you know, a lot of momentum going into the offseason, and I think just the fact that everyone's healthy is, you know, going to be overlooked in a certain way, but that's going to be huge for just building team chemistry and just getting ready as a whole. Instead of just 2 months into the season, boom, we got another guy back. A month after that, boom, we got another guy. It's just, it'll be nice to just, all right, this is what we're looking like and let's go forward with it.
Absolutely. It's going to be a huge off season for the team. It's going to be a huge off season for us because we're going to be coming at you every single Monday. Is that right?
There it is.
Every single Monday, go ahead and set your clocks to it and put it down on your calendar. I know a lot of podcasts, they like to ease into the week on Tuesdays, on Wednesdays. Not us. We're coming at you right on Monday.
You can download it. You can listen to it, whatever you want. They'll be pretty evergreen since it's off season. Maybe, you know, before the draft, we have a little special one, you know, little bits and pieces leading up to the season if there's some big things we need to cover. But yeah, man, appreciate all y'all liking, subscribing and all that. And we'll still be covering during the off season. So don't you fear.
Don't you worry about us. All right, y'all. Thanks again for listening. We'll talk to you next Monday.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
When you buy a used car, don't be taken for a ride. Get Ford Blue Advantage certified at Wade Ford, Atlanta's headquarters for factory-certified pre-owned vehicles. Go to wadeford.com. There, you'll find a great selection of Ford Blue Advantage certified used cars, trucks, and SUVs. With Blue certified, nearly all makes and all models are in stock now. You'll find something perfect for just about any budget. Buy with confidence at the Wade Ford factory-certified used car outlet at wadeford.com. Wade Ford, we are Atlanta's Ford dealer.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.